Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 31st of December 2024. Today's topic is Miracles Through Prayers. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 9 verses 36 through 41. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. Verse 37. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping, and shewing the coats and garments which Dorcas made, while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down, and prayed. And turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Verse 41. And he gave her his hand, and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Key verse. Acts chapter 9 verse 40. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down, and prayed. And turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Miracles are wonderful works of God that man cannot fully understand. God's miracles go beyond the limits of human nature. Miracles are met in contradiction to nature. They are only in contradiction with what we know of nature. Saint Augustine. God has a miracle for you, if you can believe. Raising the dead back to life is certainly a big miracle. Once someone is pronounced dead, everyone believes that the end has come. But not with God. He can bring visible things out of the invisible. He raised Lazarus that was dead for 4 days. He walked upon the sea. The wind and the wave obeyed him. If you have a problem, then there is solution to it in God, because what God cannot do does not exist. Take your challenge to God in prayers, and your expectations will not be cut off. Do you think that any part of your body is dead or it's underperforming? Does daddy or mummy need a special miracle? God can do anything, just ask him. Prayer for today. Almighty God, I believe you can do all things. Let every problem in my life give way to the manifestation of your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, John chapter 11 verses 32 through 44. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you. Thank you.